Hello, I'm Brandon House, and it's been an amazing 2022, thanks largely in part to your support. Would you consider an end-of-the-year contribution to WVWFoundation.com right now? That's WVWFoundation.com. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital so we can continue to push out free programming. Remember, almost all of my shows are made available for free. Worldview Radio, every day on 60-plus radio stations, Christian radio stations. Plus, is made available on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. It's available at WVW Broadcast Network or WVWTV.com, worldviewradio.com, brighteon.com, band.video.com, Conservative TV Network. Many, many networks pick up my programs, and I put them out there for free. Why? Because I want people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I want to be able to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview and help people understand the times and know how to think about the issues and how God would have us to respond. Many programs produced by many different organizations today are immediately put behind a paywall. You have to pay to see them. Our programs, I push them out for free. But the bandwidth alone is thousands of dollars a month, not to mention all the IT expense and other expense for producing the shows and the people that work in the control room. We also put on a Sunday night service. Every Sunday night, I put on a biblical worldview service at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. I've been doing that every Sunday night since 2015. Your support helps make all of these things possible. Would you consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution? You'll also find our phone number there as well. And that's 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there, which is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Remember, I've got Worldview Radio, airs every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. The Worldview Weekend Hour, it's our church service on Sunday night. I have the Worldview Report news broadcast. It's been picked up by 6 or 7 different networks. And then, of course, I have Brandon House Live. That's 90 minutes each and every night. And very soon, we'll be adding Worldview News Sunday. It's a Sunday broadcast. We'll tape it on Friday afternoons and bring you an exclusive Sunday morning news magazine show. I also have already started the Worldview Financial Report. The Worldview Financial Report. Not to mention we have House to House that I host with my wife, Melissa. All kinds of programming for your enjoyment. Free. And again, it's made possible in part because of your partnership with us. So please, don't forget your end-of-the-year contribution at WVWFoundation.com or calling 901-468-9357 or using our mailing address. Thank you so much. It's going to be a great 2023 partnering with you. Tonight on the Worldview Report, the fake news media is backtracking on its claim of a Russian missile attack on Poland. The iconic American entertainment company Disney is imploding from within, even as it doubles down on its particularly nasty form of cultural Marxism, targeting kids with disgusting content. Housing prices and soaring interest rates leave the vast majority of Americans in the dust. And 12 Republicans vote with Democrats in the U.S. Senate to advance a bill that would codify same-sex marriage. Mitch McConnell is back in his familiar place as leader of the losing party in the Senate. We've got the goods on his participation in the FTX crypto scandal. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. A new report claims that a Russian missile fell in Poland on Tuesday, killing 2 people in a village east of Poland near the border with Ukraine. And it turns out it may actually have been fired by Ukrainian forces. Folks, this is one reason I did not even report on this in the news the other day. We were waiting for the dust to clear. The Associated Press has corrected its initial false report about a Russian missile landing in Ukraine. The AP cited, quote, three U.S. officials, end quote, that spoke on condition of anonymity, quote, because they were not authorized to discuss the matter publicly, end quote, who said that preliminary assessment suggested that the missile was fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian missile. U.S. President Joe Biden said earlier in the day it was unlikely that the missile had been fired from Russia. Early Tuesday, the Pentagon said, quote, we have no information at this point in time to corroborate the press reports regarding allegations of a Russian missile strike on Polish territory, end quote. Russia has denied any involvement in the explosion in Poland. The AP was originally cited by other outlets reporting that Russian-made missiles had crossed into Poland, killing two people. However, the AP acknowledged in an updated report that the news contradicted the information they disseminated. Quote, earlier Tuesday from a senior U.S. intelligence official who told the AP that Russian missiles crossed into Poland, end quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the blast, quote, a very significant escalation, end quote. He added, quote, we need to put the terrorist in its place. The longer Russia feels impunity, the more threats there will be for everyone within the reach of Russian missiles, end quote. So, by lying to the world and getting the American fake news media to help spread his lies, Ukraine's president almost started World War III. Zero Hedge reports that the iconic American company that once defined family entertainment is going from media giant to epic failure, absorbing more than $1.4 billion in streaming losses and a stock drop of around 39% for the year. And it would appear these financial declines will unavoidably lead to significant job cuts. Disney has put a freeze on hiring. It has limited employee travel and is also reviewing workers for efficiency with plans to introduce cuts as a means to make the company, quote, more nimble, end quote. CEO Bob Chapek noted in a leaked memo to senior staff, quote, as we work through this evaluation process, we will look at every avenue of operations and labor to find savings, and we do anticipate some staff reductions as part of this review. I am fully aware this will be a difficult process for many of you and your teams. We are going to have to make tough and uncomfortable decisions, end quote. Well, this company is all about corrupting our youth. That's what I believe. And they're no longer even trying to hide it. Let's hope American families and families worldwide who have a biblical worldview, or at least some semblance of a Christian worldview, continue to be enlightened about what, well, I think it's pretty clear, is the evil intent of this company, and that they continue to cancel their subscriptions and stop visiting Disney theme parks. Zero Hedge reports that while Europe has been keeping a generally optimistic facade heading into winter, insisting that it has more than enough gas and storage to make up for the loss of Russian supply, even in a, quote, coldest case, end quote, things aren't so rosy behind the scenes. Europe's largest economy, Germany, is quietly preparing for a worst-case scenario that includes angry mobs and bank runs should blackouts prevent the population from accessing cash. As Reuters reports, well, and they're citing four sources, German authorities have stepped up preparations for emergency cash deliveries in case of blackouts to keep the economy running as the nation braces for possible power cuts arising from the war in Ukraine. The German Bundesbank is hoarding billions of euros to cope with a surge in demand. Plans also call for possible limits on withdrawals. Tyler Duren at Zero Hedge writes, quote, and if you think crypto investors are angry when they can't access their digital tokens at a bankrupt exchange, just wait until you see a German whose cash has just been locked out, end quote. Officials and banks are looking not only at origination, which means money printing, but also at distribution, discussing, for example, priority fuel access for cash transporters. That's according to other sources commenting on preparations that have been escalated in recent weeks after Russia throttled gas supplies. The U.S. housing affordability crisis continues to worsen as mortgage rates skyrocket to two-decade highs, while the cost of an average home is still at bubble levels. Financing costs are through the roof, and anyone earning less than $100,000 has basically been priced out of home ownership. That's according to a new report from the real estate brokerage firm Refine Corp. The report found that in October, the average buyer needed to earn $107,281 per year to afford the monthly mortgage payment of a medium-priced home. That's up a whopping 46% from a year ago of $73,668. And perhaps the greatest defeat conservatives have ever suffered at the hands of the Republican Party, LifeSite News reports that the Senate on Wednesday, November 16th, advanced the Democrats' bill to enshrine same-sex marriage into federal law in a vote of 62-37. 12 Republican senators joined with all Democrats to move forward with the bill entitled Respect for Marriage Act, and included Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Rob Portman of Ohio, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, of course, Mitt Romney of Utah, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, and Todd Young of Indiana. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, also a Republican, well, he did not vote. Democrats needed the support of 10 Republicans to overcome the Senate's 60-vote filibuster and start debate on the bill. The legislation is now on a glide path to final passage, which would require just 51 votes, and it is likely to happen after the Senate's Thanksgiving recess, so reports CNN. Well, today's vote came despite the objections of many of the most prominent conservative groups in the United States, including the Heritage Foundation and Alliance Defending Freedom. The opposition of thousands of Christian churches and institutions was also on the side of defending the traditional biblical model and definition of marriage. And the overwhelming majority of Republican voters who oppose federal legislation to codify homosexual so-called marriage were just told, your vote doesn't matter and we don't care what you think. We don't represent you. We represent, apparently, the LGBTQ special interests. In a sign that it will be business as usual in Washington following last week's midterm elections, Senate Republicans again selected Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell as their minority leader. Reportedly, Florida Senator Rick Scott could only muster 10 votes in his challenge to McConnell, what many believe is a corrupt leader whose wife is tied with communist Chinese party members and who received millions in FTX connected taxpayer cash from Ukraine. Again, this is the allegation coming forth from many sources. We'll, of course, continue to watch and investigate. This is all proof that the GOP is horribly broken and corrupt. And so maybe, just maybe, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri was right when he pointed out last week that the Republican Party needs to be buried and something new started. In the House GOP, members also voted for the status quo, electing Kevin McCarthy to serve as Speaker. Here's Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking about the options for Speaker that were discussed. Watch this.
Let's go through some names then. Who could unite the caucus?
Well, and you have to remember, just as conservatives and America First MAGA folks would have a veto, so would folks who make up the moderate cleavages of our caucus. But let's go through, you know, a few people who I don't believe there are five people who dislike these members of Congress. And by the way, I would not be on this list. But I don't believe there are five people who dislike Jody Arrington. I don't believe there are five people who dislike Roger Williams. I don't believe there are five people who dislike Tim Burchett. I don't believe there are five people who like Kevin Hearn. I don't believe there are five people who dislike Steve Womack. And I don't think there are five people who dislike Patrick McHenry. Now, on the outside, there are also some creative choices. I've heard people talk about Jim DeMint as sort of a thought leader in the conservative movement, respected by a lot of people, been out of, you know, the exact jousting of the legislative game for a while. I've heard the name Tulsi Gabbard, someone who might actually bring us a few folks from the left who are tired of the corrupt ruling class in this town. Some folks have even thought about dusting off Newt Gingrich and bringing him back as kind of a wise old gray hair. And then if an issue that we need to focus on is central to bringing Republicans together at the border, how about Chad Wolf? You know, Chad Wolf served in the Trump administration, did great things as the Homeland Security Secretary, still doing a lot of great policy work at the America First Policy Institute. And so those are just some ideas, but we have to go through the stages of grief here a little bit, Charlie. Right now, there are a lot of the establishment Republicans in denial, believing that Kevin McCarthy can somehow still become Speaker. What I'm here to tell you is there are definitely at least five people, actually a lot more than that, who would rather be waterboarded by Liz Cheney than vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. And I'm one of them. And so then you can kind of dispense with that. I think there's a real desire to have fresh faces, new leadership, new ideas, and to turn a new page so that we can get to the important work that we promised the American people we could get to. That will be limited because we won't hold the Senate, we won't hold the White House, but we still have to lay out a competing vision, and we have to get ready to fix the flaws of this last election cycle and get into 2024 ready to do battle.
So more than a few conservatives were prepared to go to the mat against McCarthy, but they just didn't have the numbers. We'll be right back after this break. There are actually people now using the H word, hyperinflation. Hello, I'm Brandon House. We have moved from inflation to superinflation, and I think the next stop is hyperinflation. Just recently, banking giants and the New York Fed, well, they carried out a 12-week digital dollar pilot program. Folks, all over the globe, the central banks are not only buying up massive amounts, historic amounts of gold, they're testing digital dollars. What do you think they're preparing for, folks? I think they're preparing for a digital dollar and eventually to crash the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Already now we see Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa talking about doing just that with their banking system. In fact, Saudi Arabia is talking with Russia and China about trading oil with the yuan or the ruble. The BRICS banking system is talking about adding Argentina and Saudi Arabia to their system. The days of the world reserve currency, or the petrodollar being the American dollar, I believe, are numbered. And that's exactly what the globalists want, to crash the American dollar, I believe, in order to roll into the global new system. And that'll be a digital system where we are all under their control. Well, would you like to be outside of their system, to have real money parked and with privacy as allowed by law? Then I urge you to check out the offerings of Swiss America. Swiss America offers precious metals, gold and silver. They also can tell you about how to put gold and silver in your IRA. Taking your IRA out of what are more traditionally risky things now, like the stock market and other things, and putting it in something like gold and silver. That's a gold IRA. You should find out about that. Then there's also the issue of understanding the difference between bullion, traditional gold and silver, freshly minted, or what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. Numismatic allows you to have privacy under the law. Again, I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. My opinion is you should call Swiss America or text them and get the free packet of information with no obligation. I've been working with them, as I said, for 16 years. Wes Peters, a former Marine, he's been helping many, many, many of our listeners for years. You can text him right now. You don't even have to call him. You can text him your name and address. He'll send you the free packet of information. Just simply say, Wes, I want that free packet of information with no obligation that Brandon mentioned. Here's my name. Here's my address. He'll send it to you. Then after you've done your homework, then you can start talking to him and getting your questions answered. So start by just texting him or calling to get that free packet of information. His number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Thank you. Welcome back. The Daily Wire reports that three former NBA referees filed a lawsuit against the NBA, charging they were fired for refusing to get an experimental COVID vaccine. The three referees refused to receive the vaccine on the grounds that it violated their sincerely held religious beliefs. The lawsuit claims, quote, had the NBA not taken upon itself to force faith-based, conscientious objectors to adhere to secular norms, none of plaintiffs complained of injuries would have manifested. In sum, plaintiffs were persecuted, end quote. The three referees also say that even with the NBA rescinding the requirement for a COVID vaccine for the 2022-2023 season, they have not been reinstated. In July, the NBA released a memo stating they, quote, will not have a vaccine mandate in place next season, but will strongly suggest all personnel be up to date with vaccinations, end quote. One of the referees served as a referee in the league for 35 years, making him the third longest serving referee in league history. Last February, he says 19 of the league's 73 referees were reluctant to get one of the COVID vaccines the NBA approved. He's a Catholic, and he told sports journalist Jason Whitlock, quote, I never thought that my faith in our Lord Jesus Christ would prevent me or stop me or get in the way of me refereeing NBA basketball games. That's what's happened, not just to me, but other people, end quote. He cited the fact that tissue from aborted babies had been used in the ingredients or in the testing and development of the COVID vaccines. Going into the 2021-2022 season, reports claimed that 95% of players had either been vaccinated or were undergoing the process. That meant that on average, one player per team was not vaccinated. If you are a regular viewer of the Worldview Report, you know that we've reported on countless cases of young, perfectly healthy people collapsing suddenly in front of audiences, whether on an athletic field or court, while public speaking, or while live streaming an event. It all started in 2021 with the rollout of the toxic experimental COVID vaccines. And the number of healthy people suddenly collapsing is quickly becoming part of the new normal across the world. Here's the latest case brought to our attention involving a TV host in Argentina. Watch this.
Es un día y tiene razón.
No pasa nada. No es un día. Alguna vez va a un cumpleaños y come un edulcorante. Come algo dulce, no pasa nada.
La clave.
Ay.
¿Qué te pasó?
Ay, chicos.
Bueno,
vamos a hacer la pausa.
The presenter there was talking to a nutritionist when she suddenly became unstable, her eyes rolled back in her head, and she passed out on live television. This happened on October 25th. The Rare Foundation reports that people rushed to her aid as the broadcast had to be stopped. It is said that she prides herself on her excellent health. She was quickly taken to the hospital. She has since recovered and reports that she suffered from a medical condition that results in fainting and is caused by a general widening of the blood vessels by stimulation of the cranial nerve, causing a sharp drop in blood pressure. The COVID vaccine, among other vaccines, can provoke such a scenario. All packaging inserts, which are made available online by both the FDA and vaccine companies, contain a section on post-marketing experience, section 6.2. And guess what? It lists adverse events, such as, quote, spontaneously reported in the U.S. and other countries, end quote, this very condition, this very medical condition she suffered from. It is listed as a possible adverse event in the package inserts under the nervous system section. That's according to the Rare Foundation. The corporate media predictably melted down in response to former President Donald Trump's announcement Tuesday night that he will seek another term in the White House. The Washington Post ran with the headline, quote, Trump, who as president fomented an insurrection, says he's running again, end quote. And then, quote, Donald Trump, 76, refused to admit defeat in the 2020 election, was impeached twice, and is the subject of multiple criminal investigations. His energy shifts the dynamics of the GOP field while increasing the likelihood that President Biden runs for re-election, end quote. That's what they also wrote. The New York Times wrote, quote, Trump announces 2024 run, repeating lies and exaggerating record, end quote. What kind of news article is that, folks? That sounds like an editorial, a commentary, an op-ed. Ari Hoffman of the Post-Millennial noted that, quote, the left-wing media is literally giving Trump exactly what he wants, including a reason for Republican voters to rage vote, end quote. Supporters of Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake are desperately seeking help to stop operatives from snatching away her victory over Democrat opponent and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. In polling ahead of Election Day, Lake had pulled ahead of Hobbs by a small amount, which is noteworthy, given that most mainstream polling favored or oversampled Democrats. But after nearly a week of counting ballots, the corporate media called the election for Hobbs. Strangely, ballots coming from areas of Maricopa County that are heavily Republican somehow are favoring the Democrat Katie Hobbs, who refused to debate Kari Lake. And she barely campaigned. Oh, yeah, she flooded the airwaves with negative ads, which were financed by an unending war chest of cash donated from Hollywood and other out-of-state liberals. But she wouldn't debate Kari Lake. Well, some of Lake's supporters are crying foul and calling for military intervention. Take a look.
It will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day.
I want all of you to say a prayer right now.
We the people are requesting military step in and redo our election. It was fake and false. It's full. Our government is full of corrupt people.
This is how mob rules.
That would indeed be a first. When has the U.S. military ever stepped in to redo an election? That's also what seems to be going on in Brazil, with calls for the military to look into the election in Brazil. The Post-Millennial reports that Sam Bankman-Fried may be the man at the center of the FTX cryptocurrency money laundering scandal, has been revealed to have funneled huge amounts of money to several Democrat candidates who ran in the recent midterm elections, and supposedly this is coming through his political action committee. The 30-year-old who may be extradited to the U.S. from the Bahamas to be questioned following the loss of up to $2 billion of customers' money, reportedly donated approximately $38 million to various candidates and PACs from 2021 to 2022. That's according to the Federal Election Commission filings. According to a Fox Business report, Bankman-Fried reportedly donated to left-wing causes and made the biggest contribution to Protect Our Future PAC, a group founded in January that funded Democratic candidates in the midterms. While the PAC may seem to be bipartisan based on its website, it only supported Democratic candidates. The largest donation from the group went to a candidate who ran for Oregon's 6th Congressional District, Carrick Flynn. Despite receiving $10.5 million from Protect Our Future, Flynn was defeated in the Democratic primary by Andrea Salinas, who won the general election last week. The FTX-funded PAC also donated $1.1 million to two other Democrats who lost their primaries, Michigan's Adam Hollier and New York's Josh Levanzin. More than $1 million was funneled to incumbent Democrat Congresswoman Lucy McBath of Georgia and Chantel Brown of Ohio, and to Representative-elects Jasmine Crockett from Texas and Valerie Fushi from North Carolina, and California's Robert Garcia. Other large donation recipients who received between $200,000 and $972,000 include Illinois Representative Jesus Garcia, as well as Representative-elects Morgan McGarvey of Kentucky, Maxwell Frost of Florida, Sidney Kumlarger of California, Jonathan Jackson of Illinois, Nikki Buzinski of Illinois, and Jared Muskowitz of Florida, along with Rob Menendez Jr. of New Jersey. We'll be right back after this break. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The FTX may have donated mostly to Democrats, but it was not exclusively Democrats who benefited from the money laundering scam that's being reported. GOP Senator Susan Collins is believed to have gotten in on the FTX cash party, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is said to have pocketed an incredible amount of FTX cash. We'll keep studying and reporting on this as more information comes out. But according to the documents, someone from FTX, the crypto business that failed last week, donated $2.5 million to McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund. J.D. Rucker at thelibertydaily.com reports that the money goes from taxpayers, is sent as, quote, aid to Ukraine, which gives a good chunk of the laundered money to FTX, which contributes to the uniparty swamp. Corporate media barely reports on all the money getting laundered there on a weekly basis. No Democrats and very few Republican politicians bring up the issue. Nearly everyone is on the take. And this is exactly what Mayor Rudy Giuliani told me about a month ago on my TV show, Brandon House Live. And then he came back this week, well, where I was able to give him the opportunity to say, I told you so, because he warned us this was going on in great detail over a month ago on my show. And J.D. Rucker reports that McConnell is among the top recipients that he has found so far, with, well, $2.5 million reportedly going to him. And if the FTX hadn't gone belly up, it's likely this money laundering scam would have continued for years, using Ukraine as the conduit. Which leads one to wonder how many more FTX-type companies are out there doing the same thing, taking money from the taxpayers to fund the swamp creatures. Which leads one to wonder how many more FTX-type companies are out there doing the same thing, taking taxpayer money to fund the swamp creatures. But this never comes to light, that never gets detected, because those companies are in bankruptcy. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. We are a listener-supported program. So here's how you can do that. Please, do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. As I tell you every night, when you do that, you get incredible savings, and we get support. A generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast and my show, Brandon House Live, and this network afloat. So please, do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com, but use that promo code B66 for great savings on sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, so much more. Sleepwear. I mean, you'll be shocked at how much is there. Also, MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. But please, again, use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. B66 at MyStore.com. And then you can visit WVWTVStore.com, my website, WVWTVStore.com. You'll find emergency supplies there. These, by the way, are great for camping. You know of someone that likes to camp? We've got emergency freeze-dried food. If you have a hunter in your family that likes to go out hunting, and he doesn't want to cook but wants to go out hunting and have something good to eat, buy him a couple buckets of our freeze-dried food. Buy him some of our supplies, our camping supplies. Of course, we think your family should have them in case of an emergency, and boy, are there plenty of those in the offing, right? But check out the products at our store, WVWTVStore.com. I know you can buy this stuff elsewhere, so thank you for purchasing it from us, as it's a big part of our general operating budget, WVWTVStore.com. If you prefer to purchase it over the phone, you can call 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Also, don't forget about us in your end-of-the-year giving. My Worldview Weekend Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to use my radio shows, my TV shows, my Sunday night service that I've been doing at 8 p.m. Central Time every Sunday night since 2015. I use all of this to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. If you appreciate that, then please support my foundation so I keep cranking out great resources and products and programs and documentaries, all of which I make pretty much all of it free, available, thanks to your support at WVWFoundation.com. You can also contribute over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there at WVWFoundation.com if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, until next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.